Today, according to some sources at least, is the 100th anniversary of chop suey. The dish was invented, we're told, on August 29, 1896, by a chef to a Chinese diplomat who was in New York City. As this promised to be a day of some cultural and gastronomic importance, we asked several food experts to reflect on the occasion. First, Arthur Schwartz, the former editor of the food section at the New York Times.
I don't believe it for a minute. It's purely legend.
Well, I mean, do you have an alternative version of the history of chop suey?
Yeah, I actually have several. But the story that that is most often recounted about chop suey is that it was a creation of the Chinese workers who labored on the cross-continental railroad. Now, I believe the last spike, the golden spike, was put in the cross-continental railroad somewhere in Utah in 1869. So my guess here, just from, you know, being a food historian, is that, you know, it was created earlier than 1896.
What exactly is chop suey?
Basically, small bits of onion, celery, and then, of course, the other ingredients that are common, bamboo shoot, water chestnuts, were not even available in the 19th century. So whatever dish was created in the 19th century is probably very unlike the dish that anyone who's living today grew up eating.
Eileen Yinsei Lo grew up eating chop suey in Hong Kong. She now lives in New Jersey. She's a cookbook writer. She says the dish that Arthur Schwartz describes, with its bamboo shoots and celery, is not authentic chop suey. Chinese chop suey, she says, is made of organ meats.
Pig's gizzard, kidney, and hearts to cook in a solution that is contains with chicken stock, Shaoxing rye, two different kinds of soy sauce, and rock candy and ginger.
Did you say rock candy?
Sugar rock candy.
Sugar rock candy, yes.
Yes.
And before that, did you say pig's gizzards?
Yes, and kidney.
Kidney,
or animal, whatever you have.
This is chop suey in Hong Kong.
And in China.
And in China.
China, Hong Kong.
Oh, deflated by Eileen Yinsei Lau's assertion that what we know as chop suey isn't even the real thing, we asked food writer Jean Bayrock to do a little more research for us.
I've been through 6 different encyclopedic works. And I've just treated myself to the latest book that I absolutely adore called The Food Chronology by James Traeger. And he has a little piece here. It's under 1896. So maybe your date is not too far off.
Aha, would be the centennial of that, yes?
Yes, and it says, if I may quote, chop suey is invented by some accounts at New York by one of the cooks serving Chinese goodwill emissaries. Other accounts will credit the invention to a San Francisco cook who has served a mixture of leftover meat and vegetables late at night to a group of drunken miners. It may have been one of the first introductions of Chinese cuisine to Americans.
Food writer Jean Bayrock. We also heard from Eileen Yinsei Lau and Arthur Schwartz today, which may or may not be the 100th anniversary of chop suey.